We are joined now by Joe Foley on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Coach Foley, you join us from Houston on your way to California. I'm sure that when you saw that you were going to be in the women's NIT, I'm sure you didn't think that, oh, my goodness, we're going to go all the way to California to play our first game.
Yeah, Coach, you charged up your laptops and got your DVDs ready, huh?
Oh, we got them ready, and we know when it said WNIT, I didn't know that meant worldwide. I thought that just meant in the United States, you know. It's quite a deal. But we got all we practiced this morning, and left out about 12:15, and now we're in Houston for a couple hours, and then we fly on in tonight.
Coach, what do you know about Pacific? What have you been able to learn about them?
Well, they've got two very good 3-point shooters. They like to put up three. They're one of those teams that like to drive and kick out for threes. Not real strong inside. More of a perimeter type game. Pretty senior oriented. They've got three seniors and a junior and a senior that comes off the bench. So they're pretty mature. They played together a long time. You can tell that they know each other's tendencies. They know how to get each other the ball. So it'll be a pretty tough task. Shut down their threes. That's something that we've done a pretty good job of this year. But going to their place and playing in their environment, it'll be a tough challenge for us.
Coach, I know a few times when whatever team I was on, when we would travel a couple time zones, we wouldn't change our clocks as far as we would just go by what time that we still had to try to not get off of the schedule. What do you do? Do you do anything different with this long of a road trip?
No, actually, we haven't. We played in California a couple of times before and played in tournaments out here. So, this bunch hasn't, but we have in the past. So we haven't done anything like that. We just, try to get out. And that's one reason we got out today. Let's try to get out and get a little bit more acclimated to the time. And so it won't be such a shock on Friday. And then hopefully we'll get to turn around and go somewhere on Sunday or Monday and play in Washington. So, hopefully we'll get adjusted today and tomorrow and be ready to go.
Coach, hopefully you're out there for a long time, and I don't want to get you involved in the politics of the WNIT and their selections, but putting you and Arkansas on opposite sides of the brackets where you could only play if you reach the final game, I know that's your goal, but it just seems odd to me that why not have you two meet like if you won your first round game?
Well, to me, the WNIT has always said that, it's a regional tournament, keeping teams, that should – it's got good RPIs and give them the opportunity to play and keep it regional where you don't have to do a lot of traveling and all that. And then all of a sudden, like you say, you wake up and you're going out to California. And, Arkansas, I think that would have been a great game for the state, if we would have got together. And, with our – both of us got pretty good RPIs. And then, that was kind of what surprised me is Pacific. I think it's got, like, the second highest RPI that's in this tournament. And we've got, probably the next fourth or fifth highest RPI. And we're flying all the way out here to play that. And that, to me, that's not a very good deal for either one of us to have to play that high-seeded team. But, that's, it's something that, they went over a few of the politics on the phone, and I didn't understand it, so I didn't even try to ask. So, glad to be playing.
Exactly. That's one quick question here is the fact that, hey, you are still playing, and that has to be good for the program.
It is. And, that's what the key is. As young as we are this year, with only one senior, all these kids, the more they get to play against good competition this time of year, the better it is for us, because, like I say, every team is still playing, and there's a lot of teams that, playing in NIT that's got a lot of higher RPIs, better records than some of the teams in NIT and NCAA. It just, happened you lost the wrong game. So it's not like you're playing against, teams that are not very good. Matter of fact, it's probably the highest year. You've probably got a lot better teams in the first round than you do some of the NCAA tournament rounds. So anytime you get to play against good competition this time of year, I think your kids learn a lot.
Coach Foley, good luck out there, and come back to Arkansas with two wins.
We hope so.